Welcome to Water Talk with Paul the Waterman, brought to you by Water Pros. Paul the Waterman is Colorado's expert on all things related to the water we use and drink in our homes. Have you ever thought about where your water actually comes from? Is it safe to drink? Is it harmful to my health, my skin, my hair? Paul the Waterman knows water and he has the answers. Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Water Talk. Now here's your host, Scott Watley, and owner of Water Pros, Paul the Waterman.
Old Ann and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
And we'd like to welcome you to Water Talk.
We are the wise men.
Another great song. Paul the Waterman.
We are the wise men that's going to correct all the fools that in county government, state government, that think that we don't pay attention. So, you know, this was the perfect song because I'm charged up today, brother.
I could tell when you called me and said, we have a masterpiece for tomorrow.
We do. So, you know, that water quality report.
Yes.
Okay. It was a book of absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
I went by Douglas County.
Yes.
They had sent out a deal, said, hey, if you would like a water quality report, we're going to have them ready July 1, I think it was. And
yes.
So I ran by.
Yep.
And there was one. So yep. I brought it to Paul. Right. I said, hey, here's your homework over the fourth weekend. And so that's what we're talking about.
So, long story short, it talks about trihalomethanes, which is it's a disinfectant byproduct. Talks about the different areas of water resources, where they get the water from. And it goes into definitions of certain contamination issues, but at the meat of it, it's much to do about nothing. So The EPA has an unregulated contamination list that we know of, right? We talked about it. The EPA has a contaminant candidate list, so we know about that. But nothing like that is mentioned. What's the forever chemical levels in the water supply? Doesn't tell you. What is the microplastic concern with Douglas County or Highlands Ranch water? Doesn't tell you. So
what you ought to do, you ought to come up with like 10 questions that you would like to have seen answered in that, and I'll take it over to them.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, first of all, before we get any farther, our friend Mark is listening, and with his daughter, Myra, if I'm pronouncing your name properly, if not, please forgive me. But anyway, we want to say hi to them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Right. No.
And you had a birthday.
I did. Thank you. That's right. So we're going to continue. That
ADD.
Base yeah. Water softener, smart computer.
Yep.
Yeah, birthday special, $2,500.
Okay,
now let's get into what really got me upset.
All right,
number one. We talked and we read a letter regarding how do water softeners affect septic systems,
right,
leach fields. So there was I won't mention a name, but there was an official with the Arapahoe County government that made a statement to a client of ours that water softeners could hurt a septic system in leach field, which is the biggest nonsense ever. And if anybody wants to debate me on this topic, I want you to call 303-477-5600. And also, before I forget, did you know it's National French Fry Day? Yeah.
No,
National
I did not.
National French Fry Day. Yeah, on Fridays.
Who makes your favorite fries?
McDonald's. What do you think?
Yeah
McDonald's are pretty good.
Beat,
yeah, really. I mean, Wendy's comes close, but Burger King, no way.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, you know, National French Fry Day. Okay, back to what's really got me upset. So, understand this. The water softener separates hardness and iron content from the water. The water softening salt, which is a saline solution, sodium chloride, and we've talked about this before, there's a chemical exchange that separates it. Now, something else to think about. If your water is acidic, the acidity in your water is more in tune or more conducive of killing bacteria because of the acidic principles. You need balance. You need alkalinity to keep that bacteria alive. And a water softener helps with that. But what a water softener does, it separates the ion exchange. So it's calcium chloride that goes down the drain during the backwashing process. That is not an acid. That's not acidic. That's not going to kill any bacteria. Mm-hmm. It's calcium is what it is. The chloride is nullified. The byproduct of a water softener is sodium bicarbonate, which is baking soda. That, again, is not aggressive, not acidic. And in theory, those could help elevate pH so you don't have an issue with low pH killing bacteria in a septic system. Water softeners, the EPA, and you know I have a lot of disagreement with how the EPA operates regarding water quality. But they did a study. It's on their website. Go to the EPA's website, type in, you know, water softeners and septic systems, and the EPA even states that water softeners can benefit a septic system. So it bothers me when a government official takes an opinion, an uneducated opinion, and then wants to put it out there because of the fact that they're from the government, they get a certain credibility that unfortunately they don't deserve. Because mm-hmm. there's nothing worse than handing out bad information.
Right. Do, and I realize saying all, so I'll just say it that way and you can correct it any way you want. Do all water softeners actually work the same?
Great question. So, no. Old water softeners, if you got a water softener, that technology, 35 years older, you know, the Fleck, I'm going to pick on them, that technology, that valve, is at least 40 to 50 years old. Water softeners back in the 70s and early 80s were designed to burn through salt because everybody made money in salt delivery. And then in the late 80s, early 90s, people wanted to get away from that, made them super efficient. So today's modern day water softener absolutely doesn't bleed any unused sodium chloride. But at the same time, the hardness, the byproduct, the hardness and the calcium carbonate and the sodium bicarbonate, or calcium chloride and the sodium bicarbonate would outweigh any small amounts of raw sodium that got through. So to this day, there hasn't been one municipality in the United States of America outside of California that has tried to regulate or prevent water softeners from being sold. And I'll say this, a municipality, taught us, is like one big major septic system. So let's pick on the city of Aurora, where our offices are at. How many water softeners are in the city of Aurora? And if the city of Aurora was going to have problems with their septic system and their biology process, they would have raised a red flag, mm-hmm. especially the current structure of the city government in Aurora today. So it's just really irresponsible for somebody to make that statement. And the problem is if you have acidic water and you let acidic water, you know, it could, in theory, cause damage because acidic water will absolutely harm bacteria.
Right.
Okay.
What misleading things do you hear out there kind of on a day-to-day basis about water softeners in general? Anything out there that competitors may say?
Well, a couple things. One, there's no such thing as salt-free water softeners. We're still dealing with that nonsense. Number two, you get people that want to, I think, have an agenda. And the agenda is to push, the internet is in the beginning, the infancy of Al Gore's internet, I mean, it was pretty, you know, unique and things were legit. But now you've got so much things that are trying to go against an agenda or an advertisement. And, for example, reverse osmosis. People like to, you know, complain that reverse osmosis wastes water. And I disagree. It's not wastewater because water is not 100% H2O anymore. I was at a customer. We have a listener. I went to visit his house on Wednesday, I believe, and he has a Pelican Aquasana. He has an Aquasana well water system that he put in for a municipality, and he has hard water. It was passing through. You can see it build up in the faucets and fixtures. And I know Aquasana used to sell that well water system as a salt-free water softener, and they just don't exist. And so, you know, I've seen that, and that's what kind of, you know, is unfortunate. Is when you get companies that know better, Aquasana and Pelican, still advertising salt-free water softeners. It's just that's not real. So that's something that we have to do. Industry is try to police that better, because the quality of water is not getting any better, so to speak. But back to my thought with reverse osmosis, it's not wastewater, because water is not 100% H2O. So the wastewater from the RO is all the contaminants that it's taken out of the water. So, you know, you can't say it's wastewater, because think about what do we have in a water supply that we know of? We have chlorine. We have the disinfection byproducts caused by the chlorination. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have pharmaceuticals. We have microplastics and other chemical contamination, 1,4-dioxin, herbicides, insecticides, pesticides. I mean, the EPA has a phone book of contaminants that's in their unregulated contaminant list, and also their contaminant candidate list of in the water that our municipal water supply doesn't even report or talk to us about. So when you have an RO system, the water is lighter than any chemical contamination. So then the water passes through the membrane that goes to the holding tank, or in our case, you have a tankless RO, it goes right out of the faucet. But the bad product is what goes down the drain. So there's no waste there.
So what are they saying, these ones that sell the salt-free systems, what are they saying does the job if there's no salt in there?
Well, they don't. They're lying. They're saying salt's not a filter mechanism. Remember, it's the detergent.
Right.
It's the neutralizer. So what happens is that if resin has a negative charge and water hardens and iron has a positive charge, it attacks to the resin as a liquid before it oxidizes. The water softening salt neutralizes that field and causes then all those minerals that were grabbed by the resin in its liquid form to go down the drain. Again, anybody out there that wants to debate this, call us right now at 303-477-5600. Charlie's standing by to take your call.
Okay. Paul does offer a free in-home water test. All you have to do is simply call 303-862-5554. Mention you heard him here on Water Talk, and they'll get you scheduled to come out and do that free in-home water test. Have you done some water tests with some of these, quote, salt-free systems? Have you run across any?
Yeah, we all the time, and they're hard water. I think they changed their brochures, but the Halo 5. Every Halo 5 system that was installed by a plumber that was supposed to be a salt-free water softener tested positive for hard water. Hmm. Absolutely. So now, before I forget, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. Do you remember that virus that's going all over the place, exploding, that stomach virus that makes you really, really sick?
Right.
So if you do your research on it, you know one of the causes it could be from contaminated water? So it's my point that viruses and bacteria clearly can pass through municipal water supply.
Right.
And that's why I like to mention that people go to, you know, your AI search engine, type in, you know, EPA CCL contaminant candidate list, and you'll see viruses and bacteria on that list.
Yeah. We've seen it.
We've seen it. Did you know, were you aware that the state of New York is suing 3M and DuPont?
For the water quality?
For Forever Chemicals.
Forever Chemicals.
Forever Chemicals, yeah. And so I think it's because they got a budget shortfall and they know this is a slam dunk. Hmm. Do you know how much money 3M and DuPont has paid out so far in settlements with this Forever Chemical?
How much?
Close to $30 billion.
Wow.
$30 billion. Now, did you know that 3M and DuPont have created other companies under their umbrella that still produce the PFAS?
But they're going under the radar right now.
Right now.
Of different names.
Different names. So since the 40s, when PFAS was first discovered by mistake, PFAS has basically contaminated the whole world now. Mm-hmm. And in 1998 is when they really did beginning of the litigation to help settle, you know, bring to light the problems that they knew that PFAS was doing. We did a special. Remember, there was a family that was affected, a whole dairy farm that had the dairy cows had to be slaughtered. A gentleman whose mom worked at the factory in DuPont born with birth defects because of the PFAS contamination.
Right. It's everywhere, and it's not going to get any better on its own.
It's not, and I think it's funny that Letitia James in the state of New York is going to jump on the bandwagon because there is a company of a subsidiary of DuPont that just settled not too long ago a $450 million lawsuit.
Yeah.
So here's my question. Why not, instead of having all these endless sums of money that these companies clearly can afford, some of these lawsuits they agree to pay over time. You know, 18 years, 20 years, they'll agree to pay
their
total amount.
Stroking a check.
Right. Yeah. But why not, if they keep on doing this, why not have it criminally liable for this? Mm-hmm. And then where's this money going to go? Because they're supposed to be clean up, you know, litigation, get it out of the water supply. Have you heard anything in the news that says, talks about this at all?
I don't know. Nothing.
Mm-mm. Nothing.
Water shortage is about all we hear about in the drought, you know.
What about microplastics? Have you heard anything lately?
After
Robert Kennedy came out and said that, was it Health and Human Services? Mm-hmm. We're going to spend $140 million studying the cause and effects. We know what the cause and effects are. It's all over the body. Right? It's in our brain.
Right.
How much plastic do you think you and I have in our brain right now?
Dude, according to my wife, a lot.
A lot, right?
You're listening to Water Talk. Hey, give them a call, 303-862-5554 for your free in-home water test. We'll be right back.
How much do you need to lower your monthly mortgage payment? $200, $300, $400 or more? As rates decline, take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Over 24 years of saving Coloradans money. Low rates, lower payments, less costs. What makes us different is we listen. As an independent mortgage broker, we shop the top lenders to save you the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Want to purchase your next home? You can't qualify unless you sell your current home? Let us show you how to get the down payment out of your current home, qualify for the new one, and then sell yours for the most. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. So you want to buy a home? Let us show you loans that can save you money, low down payment, first-time home buyer specials, fixed rates in the fours with buy-downs. Call for details, 720-895-0500, or apply now at AIMortgage.net. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you.
Regulated by DORA, NMLS 217-147, Equal Credit Lender.
Looking to gear up for your next hunt, fishing trip, or camping adventure? Head to the Outdoorsman's Attic, Colorado's largest consignment store for hunting, fishing, and camping gear, located at 2650 West Hamden. Hey, this is Scott with Sportsman of Colorado Radio, and you'll find wall-to-wall outdoor gear to firearms and ammo. You'll find incredible selection at unbeatable prices, plus clothing over 90 days old is up to 50% off, so there's always great deals waiting. Whether you're upgrading gear or just getting started, the Outdoorsman's Attic is a must stop. Mention Sportsman of Colorado for additional discounts. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, where smart outdoorsmen shop. Tell them Scott sent you. It's 2650 West Hamden.
KLZ 560 AM, your home station.
Welcome back to Water Talk. My name is Scott Whatley. Our show is brought to you by Water Pros. Once again, their number, 303-862-5554 is the number. Paul the Water Man knows all about water. That's what our introduction said. He's the expert on it. So I tell you what, he will come to your home, do your free in-home water test, see exactly what's going on with your water in your home. And I always say this. This is more of an educational type call than a sales call. All right. And as you can tell, Paul knows a lot about this. He studies this every week for the show. And he just wants to come and see what's going on with your water. No high pressure. Hey, he's going to lay out things for you. And if you want to do something now, great. If not, great. And Paul, as you see people, and maybe people that call you back, are you finding people are calling a few other people and shopping and stuff and then calling you back?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, number one, all our prices are on the webpage, so we're 100% price transparent there. You know, we were at a house the other day, Well Water, did a complete water analysis, showed them, you know, they had hardness, they had low pH, because the age of the home, they had copper pipes with lead solder. We showed, you know, because of the acidic water, they were also leaching copper and lead. And we were able to, you know, with our testing, you know, show them that information. It's important to understand. I always say water treatment isn't plug play. So if you got a specific issue, you want to customize a unit to, you know, meet the water treatment needs. You don't want to be in a cookie cutter situation. Mm-hmm. It's not one size fits all. Water treatment is not plug and play.
And needless to say, I'm not there, so this may be an unfair statement. I just, knowing salespeople the way I know salespeople and the way I know different vendors and technicians and things, it's hard for me to believe that many other folks are walking in with the water knowledge that you have.
So I study, I'm a water geek, and the reason being is that since 4 years ago when we started doing this show, you do research, it just amazed me. We found stuff that we thought was brand spanking new, only to find out it's been going on for years, mm-hmm. for generations. This PFAS contamination has been going on for generations. Did you know the EPA originally, when they first found out about this PFAS contamination, the limit was 70 parts per trillion? 70 parts per trillion. You know, from one part per billion now to four part per trillion to zero, but originally was 70 parts per trillion. I say all this because the contamination of our water is been going on for generations. But because here's my question, and I'll ask again, as I've asked this many times, why does the EPA have an unregulated contamination list? Mm-hmm. Why have a contaminant candidate list and not make, I mean, they release everything on their website, but they don't advertise that it's on the website. Right. So what you don't know, you don't look for. So, you know, instead of using this show as one big infomercial, right, and thanks to you, we probably wouldn't know about Water Pros. You know, I appreciate you mentioning us. But, you know, how do you get people's attention and say, hey, the water really is not safe to drink? And if you're on well water, you're on your own because you got nobody monitoring it. Right. And people are tapped into these Denver aquifers, you know, and what's another one, the Arapaho Basin. You know, they think all this aquifer, they're safe from contamination. That's not true. Mm-hmm. We've also found out that municipalities have deep water injection where they take their wastewater and inject it into the ground, and in some cases could be going right back to the aquifer that's being used by well water. If your well is 650 feet deep, 9 times out of 10 at that point, you're into an old body of water. That's, we found that the aquifers right now aren't refilled by groundwater. So right. That means it must be encased, right, in rock. And so it's underground. They called it old water when we did the research. We did that show, what, a couple months ago, mm-hmm. when we learned about all the aquifers and how they're designed. And so as this area grows and more people tap into these aquifers to fill, to feed these new communities, County Line Road and Powhatown Road, I mean, there's several thousand homes waiting to be built there. Where are they going to get the water from? All, you know, Elizabeth is growing. There's subdivisions that are growing west, northwest of Elizabeth. Where, you know, where are they getting their water from? And so what happens, what did we learn? There are water districts, and water districts are basically in charge by unelected officials.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any way the water quality on its own is going to get better? I mean, is there anything they can really do here over these next 5-10 years to get the water quality better?
Well, we have to pay attention to
pouring
it.
All the stuff.
Stop contaminating it. Yeah, it's how can you address a problem? That's a great question, but let's ask this. How can you address a problem if you don't look at the problem honestly?
Mm-hmm. Which means like the unregulated.
Right, unregulated contaminant list, right.
It's hard to measure what you're not checking.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they're checking it behind the scenes, but they're not telling us. So, you know, you have a false sense of security. Another thing that's silly that's going to affect our community is, you know, this mobile home law where mobile home parks basically, you know, have to have water quality better than any municipal standard that's required. You know, back to Highlands Ranch. If they would have published the testing that the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment wants them to test for, if they would publish, here is the contaminant, here's a list of testing for contaminants that the state, you know, wants us to test for, over a 5-year period of time, mm-hmm. that would be a little bit more truthful, what the state's looking for and the level's looking for. But guess what, though? What happened with the state lab that's still closed? The state lab got closed because they fudged and lied about water tests.
Right.
The EPA came in and shut them down. So there's kind of a love-hate feeling when you think about it with the EPA, because they do some good, but others, they're allowing some things not to, you know, to be exposed of. And is it because, you know, they're afraid of the public concern? Cancer rates are going up because of PFAS contamination, liver cancer, kidney cancer, testicular cancer. Were you aware of appendix cancer?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Appendix cancer is rising among young adults.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Water, you know, water quality issues. Thyroid cancer. You know, you and I both know people are, you know, have fought and lost liver cancer battles.
Right.
Pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic cancer. Yeah.
Yeah. And so
there's no doubt. Yeah. It's on the rise. No doubt.
So, you know, another thing that's on the for younger men, the age is now getting lower for colon cancer, prostate cancer. Yeah, colon cancer. So.
Again, Paul the Waterman is with us. It's Water Pros, 303-862-5554 is the number. If you ever have a question, hey, we have our Flush Law text line. You can send me a text, 720-201-8585. Maybe you're listening in a place you can't call in. And if you do want to call in, 303-477-5600. But again, our text line is always open if you've got a question for Paul. And we'll be glad to see if you can stump him. Hey, we'll come up with like a gift card or something if you can stump him with a water question.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. I think that's a lot of fun. We should do that.
Hey, hit your service areas again for people. I like to do that every once in a while because we've got a pretty good reach here.
So we go to Cheyenne. We'll go up to Cheyenne, Wyoming, help people out. We'll go down as far south as Pueblo. We'll go out east to, you know, Deer Trail. Deer Trail is a big area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parts of Fort Lupton we'll take care of. You know, Wellington, Loveland, Greeley. So, you know, we'll help everybody out we can. Something else, before I forget, if our friend Andy Bailey's listening, Andy, I'm going to be coming to visit you right after the radio show, so I'll see you about 1:30.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to say that. Yeah. Right. Say hi to Andy. So, did you know...
Have you found KLZ listeners? What top client do you get?
They're my favorite client because I appreciate the fact they listen to a radio show. They, you know, they absolutely do the research on what we're saying, because everything you and I talk about, you find online. Mm-hmm. So, I really enjoy... It's refreshing, and it's a good feeling knowing that people, you know, appreciate what you have to say, and, you know, they give you a call. So I'm super grateful for that.
Yeah, whenever we do things, and mainly with our Sportsman of Colorado show at different shows throughout the year, and, you know, events we may go to broadcast live or different things like that, it's always just been cool through these years to meet them because, like you say, just always great, great people. And, you know, and they're loyal. They're loyal listeners. Have you found that as well?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You know, back with this DuPont, you know, 3M, a lot of these payments, Scott, are spread over, you know, 18 years. So it's almost like the Bobby Bonilla contract, right? He's 66 years old, and the Mets are still paying him, you know, what, $1.5 million every...
Yeah, he took it out after he...
What day? They call it Bobby Bonilla Day. Mm-hmm. And so smart for him. But I find it super amazing when, you know, the fines, as we're looking online, and it's all over the internet. It's, you know, public information. I see another settlement from a subsidiary company for $8 billion. It just amazes me that, and this one that settled with the federal government this in July or June for $450 million. That was in New Jersey, North Carolina. It's fresh contamination.
But you know, it probably took something kind of like that Aaron Brockovich movie for someone to find something, you know, to sue. So if all these things, and maybe another reason why they don't publish a list, all right, because it's pretty hard to sue somebody for
if you don't know what's going on,
water,
right?
If you don't know what's in there. So it's probably going to take something like that for something to shake the walls here in Colorado, man.
How can one afford dioxin? be, you know, a contaminant. It's an unregulated contaminant, but it's in our drinking water. How can that still be unregulated?
Mm-hmm.
Why not tell people? Everybody, you know, recommends a whole house water filtration system, activated carbon. Tell folks what can do. The PFAS contamination can be removed by a whole house anion resin system, but that has to be supported with the water softener.
Right.
So let people know, you know, water softeners are important for baseline filtration because hard water and iron content, you know, high sulfates, you know, can make you sick. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let's tell everybody what's the potential. I think the worst thing in the world, though, is the false sense of security for folks that live in a municipal water supply only because of the disinfectant byproducts that are in the drinking water right now. If you don't have any type of water filtration system in your home and you're drinking a glass of water, you're drinking contamination because the EPA calls out disinfectant byproducts, and they called them out in this year's contaminant candidate list.
Right.
They've been going after, you know, trihalomethanes. The maximum amount of chlorine that you could have in your water supply is 4 part per million. The minimum amount, I think, is 0.4. But a swimming pool range is between 1 part per million and 4 part per million. So it's basically swimming pool water. And then there's disinfectant byproducts. The difference when you swim in the water, I don't think a lot of people drink water out of a swimming pool,
right?
So it's not like they take a straw and then I'm thirsty.
Right.
It's the same thing, though, in your glass of water from a municipality if you don't have a water filtration system.
Mm-hmm.
The water is not safe to drink based upon that alone, so why not tell us?
Right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get Paul to review a product he got a couple of months ago that is perfect if you're rent from someone, if you have an RV, maybe you're – don't want a hole drilled in your sink, an extra hole drilled in your sink for typical installation. Water Pros has an answer for you. We'll be right back.
Turn a normal day into an adventure on an e-bike. Hi, I'm Randy Carancy, founder of eBike of Colorado. E-bikes are a fun way to ride around town. Just try it. Pedal Assist technology flattens the steepest hills. We have 14 major brands to choose from, and our expert staff will find you the perfect bike. Come take a free test ride at eBike of Colorado in downtown Louisville next to the historic grain elevator. Open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Learn more at ebikeofcolorado.com. Just try it.
Need new glasses fast? With Stack Optical's on-site lab, you'll get your prescription glasses in just 3 to 4 days. No long wait times. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and I've trusted my eye care to Allen Stack and Stack Optical for the last 15 years. Eye exams are only $69, and that should be a part of your physical checkups each year. For over 50 years, Denver has trusted this family-owned boutique eye care center for premium vision care, custom eyewear, and expert repairs. See the Stack Optical difference today. Call 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. And tell them Scott sent you. Stack Optical. Since 1968, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
AM 560, KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Scott Watley, along with Paul the Waterman. It's Water Pros, 303-862-5554. All right. Mentioned this new unit that Paul brought to the airways here a few months ago. Super cool. A lot of people I've met through the years doing this show. Oh, I'd love to get something, but I rent. My landlord won't let me do anything. Now we've got the answer. So, Paul, review that for us.
Hey. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Scott, for allowing me to do so. This is our tankless reverse osmosis. So it's a one-to-one ratio, 1 gallon of wastewater for 1 gallon of drinking water. It's on-the-spot filtration. It doesn't require a holding tank. This is perfect if you live in a, you know, want it for an RV, a mobile home, want it for a condo or an apartment, and you're renting, hook up the tankless RO. In most cases, we can connect it directly to the main kitchen faucet, hook it up to a refrigerator, ice maker. So it's so far we've gotten outstanding reviews for, you know, this tankless system. We've connected it directly to a cold water tap of the faucet. People are completely satisfied with the water flow. So It's made in America, which I'm very, you know, happy.
Yep.
I don't trust anything from Asia when it comes to, you know, water filters, water treatment. Hey, let me share.
And how much is it?
It's on sale, right? You know, it's normally $2,400.
Yeah.
But we have it for $1,800 right now.
Yeah, and I think that's $2,499 for, yeah. You said you do it for $18.
Yeah. So okay. I think we're gonna try to keep that through Labor Day.
Okay.
But the sale is, we're gonna, you know, probably in the next couple of weeks, if you want to take advantage of that smart computer based water softener, normally $28.95 for $2,500, you can give us a call. So check this out. DuPont has two spinoff companies, Chemours, C-H-M-O-U-R-S, Chemours, and the other one is Corteva. These two had combined reached settlements of $1.185 billion. And so what's happening is that if DuPont says we're going to stop doing this in 2025, doesn't mean that their spinoff companies are.
Hmm.
And remember, the Gen X that they made to, you know, replace the PFAS, PFOs, PFAs is just as potent.
Right.
So forever chemical means, folks, that it doesn't break down. It stays in your environment forever. It's a bioaccumulate contaminant. It's all over the world. Scott, what I say is that whatever contaminates the world contaminates us. And I went back to, you know, 1,4-dioxin real quick. 1,4-dioxin was an industrial stabilizer first used in this country's industrial revolution in the 1800s. And it went from that to being used in soaps in laundry. It's still used in laundry detergent today. And here's my question. If it's a contaminant, why allow it? And if it's on the unregulated contamination list, again, why even have that? Mm-hmm. So my point is, we have a false sense of security about the quality of our drinking water in this country and all over the world, because who knows what China is allowed to dump in their waterways. And how are things spread? Right? Through rainwater. Remember back in the 80s, we were laughing at acid rain?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, acid rain. Wasn't Nancy Reagan that first tried to bring that to our attention?
Think so.
Everybody started laughing about it.
Right.
Bill Murray made fun of acid rain in his Christmas movie, Scrooged. You know, there's a scene about acid rain. But now check this out. You know, now raindrops can carry microplastics and PFAS, forever chemicals. All right, here's something else I'm going to bring up. Do you realize, Scott, that every single water system in America technically is reusable water? Everybody has reusable water. So we first talked about reusable water because our friends in Castle Rock were like 35% from the toilet to the tap. Mm-hmm. But if you think about, if I use Chatfield and I'm drawing water out of Chatfield for my water, well, someone else is dumping their wastewater right back into Chatfield. Same with the Platte River. If I'm drawing water out of the Platte River, somebody upstream is dumping their wastewater. So then I'm pulling out, what, used water in a sense. It's all mm-hmm. reusable.
No, that's true.
Water. So think about this. From the beginning of time, the water on this planet has been the same. Wouldn't you agree?
Hmm. Yep.
Right? I don't think they've done a study that says water has disappeared.
Right.
Right? It's gone away for good. So that means it's all really reusable, because then when I take water out and someone's putting water back in, and then you got to think about the hydrological cycle of how rainwater is collected.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else's contaminants is pouring down on us from other countries.
Right. And for these things to be on the, it's the non, they are not, I'm trying to think how to say this. They are not going to look into these things on this contaminant list until what happens? I mean, what's going to force them to ever do that?
It's going to have to be a huge, you know, unfortunately, huge, contamination issue that's going to have to make a whole community sick. Mm-hmm. There's going to have to be a statistic that talks about, you know, cancer. You can't deny these numbers.
Like I said earlier, like that Aaron Brockovich movie.
Right. Yeah. You're going to. So what they already know, so check this out. This is what's disturbing. They already know how dangerous PFAS were because of the original lawsuits that broke the story in the late 90s, and yet they continue to do it. The EPA, you and I 3 years ago talked about when this first came out, we were listening to the webinars, the EPA was talking about how terrible this is, and yet they're still doing it. And what's crazy is that DuPont says we're going to quit making it in 2025, but not their subsidiary companies. They're going to still produce it. Mm-hmm. And so the state of New York is jumping on this bandwagon. They're going to sue them, right, in state court. I think the reason why they're doing it, because it's low-hanging fruit. We need the money. The state of New York, to my understanding, has had a lot of people exit that state. I don't think their tax revenue is the same. To help, you know, offset budget shortfalls, they're going to want, what, $3 billion, $5 billion from them?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because where's that money going to go? Have you seen anything right now in the news about a major plant that was built in any kind of municipality that's specifically designed to remove PFAS from water?
No.
No. And then what has happened with Lee Zeldin, the leader of the EPA, what did he do to us? He rolled back the Biden administration's, they were going to make municipalities test, and if you had any kind of traces of PFAS in the water supply, you weren't going to be able to use it. They were going to fine you, and now that's all gone away. You remember the letters that Denver and Adams County was sending out? People were contacting us regarding, hey, the PFAS levels do not meet the EPA standard. What happened with that progress? Have we heard it's, you know, it's no longer in the news?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's no way municipalities, all these different counties, municipalities, whatever word you want to use, are ever going to have the money to do anything right.
No,
correct. It,
it's infrastructure. Yeah. It, absolutely agree. But then what have we found, not to be all political about this, but what have we found with it's corruption. Anytime government hands out money for a specific program, look at the state of Minnesota. Look at California. I'm sure it's happened here in Colorado. You get money for a specific program, right, for children, for education, for daycare, for hospice centers, it's all gone. And now Medicaid fraud's another one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's there's a huge problem in our country about honesty and integrity, and they don't care. You know, it's a special interest group, and it's those who scream the loudest. You need to really look at them, because right. That's something, you know, they're trying to protect what they have. The Somalian community in Minnesota, it's been on the news. They're one of the biggest frauds, you know, and government-sponsored, what was it, daycare centers that never existed?
Mm-hmm.
So I say this. So what happens if a municipality gets fined $200 million? Where is that money going to go? Is it going to be allowed to get right back into that municipality to design technology? Because right now, in a grand scale of things, do you remember a year ago there was this they had news about this company in Europe, think they found something to help remove PFAS. That didn't go anyplace.
Right.
Microplastics. Let's talk about those real quick. Microplastic, you need microscopic filtration to remove microplastics. On the internet, you see people that said, well, they designed these filters, and they show microplastics on a tip of your finger. That's phony baloney. It's so invisible, it's naked to the human eye. And that's why you need that 0.0001 nanofiltration. But I think a better way for people to understand it, it's, you know, microscopic to remove those forever chemicals. I mean, the microplastics and forever chemicals.
Right.
So, you know, is there ways around it? I think everybody, you know, really should think about having their own water filtration system. I mean, you guys, okay, this virus that we talked about briefly, the stomach virus that I guess is really bad and it's blowing up, you know, in the Midwest, and it also can be from contaminated water. So knock on wood, I have a whole house ultraviolet light system, and right now Colleen and I have not caught COVID again. I can't remember the last time we had a bad stomach virus. I mean, if we had anything to do with our tummy, it's something that we ate.
Right. Right.
But, you know, it's in so viruses are absolutely spread through the drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll say it again. COVID, I'm convinced, was spread through the drinking water. So, you know, if you have a whole house ultraviolet light filtration system, it's going to make a difference.
Right.
So I don't know what else we could demand except 100% transparency.
Mm-hmm. Like I say, we're going to come up with some questions for them and drop them off and see if they'll answer them for
us. I think it's a great idea.
That'd be
good. Yeah, I mean, find out. Let's do this, Scott. Let's ask the folks, what are you participating in the contaminant candidate list, or are you participating in the unregulated contaminant candidate list testing for the EPA? Because I found out Fort Collins is.
Yeah.
Fort Collins tests for those unregulated contaminants, reports back, and how long, maybe we should try to reach somebody in the EPA, how long does something have to be on that unregulated list, and why haven't they made 1,4-dioxin a contaminant that we test for? How do I ask this question? What's the big deal? Why hide this stuff?
I know. There's a reason. And hey, you've got a reason to call Water Pros now. You folks, listen. You can take control of your water. You don't have to worry about all this stuff that we're going through here and the health hazards of your water and all that. Water Pros has the answer. I'm telling you, a couple of years back, we got a water softener. We've got our RO system, and I'm telling you, it is awesome to drink really clean, clear, great-tasting water when you're thirsty. It is awesome, and you can have that too. Give them a call, 303-862-5554.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886.
With the weather heating up and summer plans in place, make sure your pets are ready for the season too with the caring team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Hey, this is Scott Watley, and whether it's for a checkup, vaccinations, parasite prevention, allergy care, dental services, or surgical needs, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is ready to help your pet stay healthy and active all summer long. Planning a vacation? Their professional boarding services make it easy, and you'll know your pets are being cared for by people you can trust. And if your dog or cat needs a little freshening up, their professional groomers will help your pet look and feel its very best. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, no matter what your pet needs, they've got you covered. Privately owned for 25 years, they are certified by the American Animal Hospital Association with its highest rankings and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050 to schedule your pet's next visit. Check out their website at LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. It's the place where my pets go.
This is AM 560 KLZ, your home station.
Welcome back to Water Talk. Paul the Waterman is with us. We're going to run through some products here real quick. You know, again, we spend a lot of time just telling you why you need the product, and we're going to spend a little time on product here. But you mentioned the ultraviolet light, Paul. Talk about that.
So, all right, chlorination. We learned this from our friend Mark, that chlorination does not kill a virus or bacteria. It's supposed to, it sterilizes it, prevents them from reproducing. Where the ultraviolet light instantaneously damages the DNA and just zaps them. So it's a good support feature because the disinfection byproduct process that they use, chlorine or chloramine, it's proven not to be 100% effective, where the ultraviolet light will give you that protection because as the water, after it goes through a water softener, because you want soft water to support the UV, mm-hmm. the UV light is at a joule rating that's so powerful that it's going to zap instantaneously that virus or DNA of the bacteria and kill it. Now, RO system is that microscopic filtration that will get the pharmaceuticals, the microplastics out of the water. But here's my concern. People think that, well, you know, they're told it's such a minute number, trace amounts. Well, we just realized and we're taught over the last 2 years that trace amounts of forever chemicals is hazard to our health. Mm-hmm. Trace amounts. I mean, when you're at one part per billion down to four part per trillion, that's a trace amount. Then the EPA says, nope, zero. So that means you don't need a large amount to be a contamination concern. And it's the same thing with these pharmaceuticals. Oh, yeah, it's a trace amount. Okay, we're going in what's called everybody's a reusable water state. I just described how that's done. Castle Rock goes directly from the toilet to the tap. But everybody has that reusable water when you draw from one source where somebody else is dumping back into it.
Right.
Just as fast as you can take it out. That's reusable water. So the answer in the metro area for the future for this growth is people are going to go from the toilet to the tap just like it's in San Diego, California. There's communities in California that have done it. We're going to do it here. So the question is, then your minute trace amounts of medication are going to increase. I'm worried about hormones in the water. Mm-hmm. We know that Prozac has a forever chemical component to it. We know that antibiotics are in the water supply. We did a story, a month ago or more, that even dolphins and sharks in South Florida have pharmaceuticals in the water. In their bodies from being in.
Remember, I sent you that deal on dental floss?
Dental floss, pharmaceutical. PFOS. I think, between you and I and the fence post, as I like to say, I've chewed the bubble gum on this a lot. I really truly think that our water quality on a municipal level is going to get to the point that's not, it's hard to be treatable. Mm-hmm. And everybody's going to have. It's going to be like your furnace, your hot water heater, you're going to have water filtration. I think we're there already. I just wish the EPA would be honest about it and open the curtains to this protection of contaminant candidate list and make every municipality be truthful. Tell everybody what you're paying for.
Right. So you go to a home, someone calls you at 303-862-5554 and said they heard you on Water Talk. You go out to the home. How do you go about picking out the right equipment for them?
The water test tells. So I was at a well water, for example, that had, you know, acidic water, and then they had copper, they had lead. So the first thought is we need to balance the water, so we need a neutralizer. They had sulfates in the water along with hardness, so then I wanted to put in a multimedia type of a matrix whole house conditioner to help with the sulfates in the water, help with, you know, the filtration media to take out the hardness, you know, takes out the iron content, then the UV to zap, you know, any potential bacteria that could be there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you let the water test tell you what's going on. You know, reverse osmosis is very important. You know, your body absorbs reverse osmosis water because it's at a pH factor of 5. Your stomach acid is acidic. That's another thing we could talk about real quick. I'm not a believer of these alkalinity machines because alkalinity, adding any type of alkalinity to water supply, there hasn't been anything that says it's a, you know, a health benefit. If anything, it's a counterbalance to what your stomach is. Remember, water is inorganic. We learned that. So that means that the minerals, there's calcium and magnesium in water that your body will not absorb. Minerals in water can create kidney stones, can create gallstones, can, you know, build up in our joints. Studies have indicated it could create, you know, glaucoma as we get older. So there's no way that hard water is a benefit.
Right.
And I learned that from a doctor. So that, you know, it's a reliable source there.
Sure.
Yeah.
What about the person that says, you know, I don't care if my water's hard. I just want to get clean water, so I just want to get an RO system. Why would you not want to go that route?
Well, you could. I mean, you absolutely could. The only thing is that it's going to be determined how often you're going to have to change those RO filters. Because an RO filter, you really don't want a reverse osmosis system to operate in water that's 7 grains per gallon or greater because the membrane is microscopic filtration. Hard water breaks down filter media.
And man, the soft water is so nice.
I love it. Don't you like
skin
the soft water?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I mean.
So, do you know bottled water, soft water? So people, you know, that's another fallacy about, you know, water. Bottled water, soft water. And, so I don't think, I'll say this. If you got a total dissolved solid number that's over 500, then you're absolutely going to want to drink from a reverse osmosis anyway because you're above the EPA's, you know, recommended safe level of total dissolved solids.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, you know, anything that's over 500, you will definitely taste the sodium bicarbonate or baking soda from a water softener. Right. But again, you know, as I say again, the EPA mandates, you know, going to reverse osmosis at that level. I think it's just a good idea that everybody do their own research. If you go to our website, waterpros.net, you know, we appreciate the visit. We've got a lot of great articles. I've got a team that put a lot of great information. You know, we've got our past shows that they can go back and listen to. You know, I appreciate, you know, check out, you know, Paul the Waterman on YouTube, you know, subscribe to the channel. You know, thank you for doing that. And listen, because everything that we've done, it's what we found online.
Sure.
And how many times have we given the website out, the government website, the EPA.gov, where we got this information? Look for yourself.
Yep.
It's sure. All there.
All right. Hit a couple of specials for us real quick. You got your tankless RO, normally $24.99. For $1,800
right, and that we'll have try to have that go through Labor Day. But the smart computer water softener, the 4th of July birthday special, it's $28.95. You know, I think for the next 10 days, I'll be able to keep that that $2,500.
All right, that's installed.
That's installed.
Installed. Call now 303-862-5554 for your free in-home water test. Paul the Waterman. Have a good weekend, bud.
Thank you. Be blessed.
All right, bud. Thanks so much. Hey, thanks for being with us. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.